Now, to celebrate reaching its milestone 21st birthday, Glor is collaborating with broadcaster and producer Anya Hensi to present tomorrow's 21st birthday concert, which will feature a host of special guests from Clare and beyond, celebrating Glor's creative community through music, dance and word. The concert will also feature just some of the many recent collaborations that Glor is very proud of. I'm delighted to say that Anya Hensi and Geraldine Cotter are here with us. Thanks very much, guys.
Delighted to be here.
So, Anya, you have the unenviable job of making sure tonight or tomorrow night has a great bill and goes off without a hitch. No pressure.
No pressure at all. Certainly not like the pressure 21 years ago. Myself and Kieran Hanrahan had the great honour of presenting the concert 21 years ago, and it was really nerve-wracking. I just remember, like, I was listening to the others as I was driving in this morning talking about that night and how wonderful it was for musicians to have this beautiful space to play in, but to then actually put something together and present it, and that was quite a, it was quite the nerve-wracking occasion, but it was fantastic. So hopefully we can do something a little bit similar tomorrow night. Something that John Quinlivan said really struck with me, that Glor has had to, over the last 21 years, adapt to the conditions, and what Glor actually set out to be as that kind of vision of a traditional music venue that would attract tourists to come in and listen to traditional music performances. It hasn't worked. It has, I mean, obviously there are loads of traditional music acts, but yeah. I mean, it has developed, it has broadened out very much its canvas in terms of, I think Glor has become a wonderful reflection of the arts in County Clare and what goes on in County Clare in terms of local artists and then musicians and other acts coming in. I was laughing there and somebody said that their best memory was of Pat Short, of course, and I think there are an awful lot of people around County Clare who'd react in the same way. So what we're trying to do tomorrow night really is to reflect how Glor has developed over the last 21 years and has become a much more maybe eclectic arts centre than was originally envisaged when it started out 21 years ago.
In a way, you know, Is that a good and bad thing for tomorrow night's concert, in that because you've the two venues here, you've the main venue, seats nearly 500, and the smaller venue, seats around 65, and because Glor has hosted such a variety of acts, music, theatre, and so many, many, many more, that for tomorrow night, that you've a broad range of kind of areas of art to pick from, but then there's so much that you nearly lose your head. Who do I include on this bill?
Very much so,
tomorrow?
And that was probably one of the biggest challenges, because if we were to take, say, everybody and every type of event that has happened here over the last 21 years, I mean, we'd be here.
So the 31st birthday.
Yeah, exactly. So we had to make choices. Obviously, there's a very strong traditional music element in it, because, I mean, County Clare is still, and Glor is still very much a traditional music venue. And it's nice, because what we've tried to do is we've mixed some of the musicians who were here on the opening night, Mary and Eamon, who we heard in the first half of the concert, and Geraldine, and some other musicians who were here on the opening night, and then some much, much younger musicians who have come to the fore. Like, for example, Mary McNamara's daughter, Sirica Costello, who won the Gradham Kjoltar Óg na Bliana just a couple of years ago.
One She'll of our be joining previous in-profile guests as yes, well. Enjoyed yes. the chat so, with Sirica.
So, like, it's a lovely mix, and the Lions of Sean and Aisling Lyons and Dermot Cheedy, who were here on stage last week doing their own show, they'll be with us as well. So we're trying to mix that up, as well as then trying to say, okay, we need to have some classical music. We'll be featuring Sean Shannon. We're having the wonderful Naomi Louisa O'Connell, and Geraldine here has been working very hard for the last week or so. She's going to be playing with Naomi Louisa, who again has been involved in one of the recent collaborations with Glor. Like, Glor have been running a series of collaborations, artists in residence, various different type of schemes, particularly in association with the Arts Council, I think, and so we're trying to reflect those as well. We have the wonderful Ciara Conway singing as well. And then sort of on the more contemporary front, we have Shiva, and Steo Wall is going to be joining us. He's going to be actually premiering a new song tomorrow night, which we're really looking forward to. So really, that is it. What we're trying to do is to reflect it in as much as we can in the time and the space that we have. Another listener I heard there talking about the Breakthrough Dance Group. Yeah. So, like, contemporary dance is a huge thing. Dance is a huge thing. And I mean, to me, I wouldn't be an expert on dance at all. But I mean, it needs to be reflected reflected in this, because it is a big part of what Glore does is, you know, there are an awful lot of young dance groups and groups of young people who do all sorts of different types of dancing who will, you know, and it's just nice that we're able to reflect that as well tomorrow night. So it's a big kind of a broad canvas, if you like. But I really do want to mention Geraldine here, who's sitting beside us, because I'm the producer in the terms of selecting the acts and that sort of thing. But Geraldine is, we'll have a house band for the night featuring Geraldine and the two Howley sisters from the Kilfenora Cayley band, Emer and Sharon. But Geraldine has kind of pulled together all the musical side of it. And when you have such a mix, like when you're moving from traditional music to opera to contemporary, I don't know what
yeah, would you call Shiva? Where do you even begin with that?
Would you call Shiva jazz, contemporary folk jazz or
folk jazz
like that?
Or indie, isn't that the word?
It's so I mean, Geraldine has done an absolutely fantastic job over the last couple of weeks all this together.
Don't speak too soon. Tomorrow will tell.
I have no fear of you, Geraldine, whatsoever.
Yeah, so how do you go about, just like with Anya, trying to reflect the many strands of art and art creators within this county for tomorrow night's bill, from the music side of things, Geraldine?
I think that
how do you approach it?
The Howleys, Sharon and Emer and myself, have worked in multiple genres over the years. We all had a classical background as well as a traditional background, and what it gave us, the structuring and kind of freedom that you have from being able to read notation. You have that, and along with the ability then to improvise, and you know the what you would associate with traditional music. So we're able to adapt, and as well as that, all three of us are used to accompanying really is our role as accompanist, really is to support what's being played. So it is a big challenge to, you know, because we're working across genres tomorrow. And really, I suppose tomorrow night's concert, from that point of view, maybe we're the unifying force across the whole concert, because we're practically in every musical item in the show. And so in a way we're I suppose nearly like that's our biggest thing, really. We're the unifying force. But it's it's going to be special, because I think that I don't think this will happen again. So any of the arrangements, everything that we do, in a way, is going to be a one-off. Mm-hmm. You know, so the chances of, you know, all of us on the stage performing together again will be very slim. So the idea that we'll be with Naomi, or that we'll be with Steo, or Kiara and Edel and Don, and, you know, and so on, that will never happen again. And not in the way that we're going to be doing it tomorrow.
Yeah,
you know? Because they all have their own independent careers, and we all work independently. So the three of us have been living online by Emer
WhatsApp
groups and stuff for the last couple of weeks. And it was kind of a challenge for me as well, like, you know, just kind of organising the arrangements and
that's it. Like, with all those the variety of artists you're going to be performing with as the house band, you know, surely haven't been able to rehearse with all of them. Have they? No. They've just sent you on music charts for some of their songs, so you know what to play with.
Like, I'm arranging them then for the piano and the cello and the fiddle. So yeah, so we're kind of finding our space. But working with Sharon and Emer, I'm not any bit concerned, because you'll say, well, this is the piano score. Will you take this line out of that? Yeah. And will you take the other? Will you take the bass line? And we'll kind of figure it out.
They're phenomenal.
They're
as is Geraldine, of course.
No, I think we're kind of probably a unique enough combo, you know. And I think it's actually partly because of County Clare. It's the county that we've come from, that performing in multiple genres is not a unique thing in Eclair, but it might be in other places.
In other places.
You're going to be like the, you know, Bruce Springsteen in the E Street Band tomorrow night, where he plays, I've seen him in concert, and he plays for like 3.5 hours, and I often think, God, they must be exhausted after that. Is the house band tomorrow? You'll be sleeping for a long while after this concert.
It'll be easy to talk to me afterwards.
But I think it's important just in terms of that, because there's such a variety of stuff, and it's so much, you know, when we looked at it and we sort of said, well, you know, if you're going to be chopping and changing this, like, you know, having different setups, first of all, technically, it's going to be very difficult.
Yeah.
But also in terms of, like, yes, you want it to be eclectic and you want to have all these different genres, but you also want to have some sort of a kind of an overarching sound to the night, if you like. And I think that's where the idea of the house band came from, that if we have it, like, not that it'll be samey, but that there will be something there to kind of, that there will be a uniformity. And I think that's what's really going to make it special tomorrow night, you know.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to sitting down next week and watching the live stream when it goes out online.
Oh,
and
is
actually
that going
getting
to happen?
When all the stress has ebbed away from your life and your mind.
And how it has actually worked out.
Even just the logistics, as you described there, as the house band with Geraldine, there'll be the music setup of whatever musical instruments are there. But then you're talking about like dancing taking place on stage and creating that space for, I suppose, most of the musicians will use a similar setup, particularly if they're playing with the house band, then you've the dancers and other things. Will there be a lot of, you know, like at a music festival, a lot of people running on after every performer and taking things off stage or bringing other things on?
Nick and Bromfield and Martin O'Malley and their crew, I mean, that's where they come into their own. And we have a fantastic floor manager as well, stage manager in Sheila Meaney. And that will all be like that will... Fingers crossed, we'll run like clap. We'll run like clap.
It'll be fine.
And we also have it worked out. You know, you put in something. We have very nice, and we're going to keep a few little bits as a surprise. I don't want to say too much about this, but we have some nice readings as well, which will, and then those kind of things at one side of the stage give you the chance to set up the other side of the stage and that. So, and we have kept the music groups in general fairly simple. I mean, we're not going for the big Kayleigh bands or anything like that. So, because we wanted to flow, we want it to be quite fast moving, the show. So the setups will be like, I mean, the most we'll have, I think, are four or five musicians on stage at the same time.
The veins in your forehead are going to be throbbing all night, aren't they? I'll be keeping an eye for you, you know, furiously pacing around and looking at your watch every 5 minutes, making sure things are running like clockwork.
I know, it'll be great. And Therese, of course, Therese McInerney, your own colleague, she's our banatee for the night. And I mean, Therese is just fantastic. She's as cool as a breeze, and you know, she will breeze through it, and I think it's going to be a great night.
It shows, you know, from hearing both of you speak, the amount of work that's gone into this and the big production it's going to be. But I guess given the history of Glor and the venue it's been, it deserves a big momentous night like that to mark a significant anniversary like the 21st birthday.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the original plan was to do it for the 20th birthday. And of course, COVID intervened like it did with so many other things. So we've had a bit more time maybe to think about it and to put a bit more planning into it and that.
You're probably not disappointed about that aspect, are you?
Not now. I mean, probably were this time last year, but not now. And yeah, it does. You're absolutely right. I think Glor deserves to give itself a pat on the back. I mean, to me, as both someone who has worked a lot in Glor over the last 21 years, but also someone who's come in here as a punter, like, I was just thinking when I'd like to win one of those hampers, like, what's my best memory? Geraldine and I were looking at one another out there saying, what's our best memory of what we've seen in Glor, and just the range of what we have seen and what we have just been able to, you know, I mean, driving half an hour, driving, you're not driving to Galway, you're not driving to Limerick, you're not taking the train to Dublin, drive in, sit down in Glor, listen to Ralph McTell. I mean, that's one of the great memories that I have, and all those different things. Rhiannon Giddens was another fantastic night here.
Just looking at some of the acts they played here, like Plankstein, when they reformed, The Frames, The Gloaming, brilliant trad super group, Nancy Griffith, The Chieftains.
That's not bad
for a venue, is it, to have acts of that caliber?
It's been, and yet at the same time, like you mentioned, the studio that we're in now, the most gorgeous intimate things. I remember Eamon, Geraldine's brother Eamon, who's here playing the flute himself, and Brian O'Loughlin Paula Carroll did a mentors, like, so Brian O'Loughlin chose Eamon, and that was just an absolutely fantastic night of flute music here,
and support for young musicians as well. There's trad for teens and lots of, you know, things that don't bring in money.
No, and you walk in here on a Saturday at lunchtime and Breed O'Gorman and Owen O'Neill are sitting out the front there. They're playing. And there's a group of women over in the other corner sewing. And then there's a group of people in the middle talking Irish. Mm. And it's, you know, it's not just about what goes on in the theatre. I mean, it is what I look at as a community arts centre.
It's culture living and breathing.
Absolutely. Mm. And I think, you know, there's
and
huge
all the
credit.
Visual art as well.
And,
you know.
Yeah, very much so. Mm. So there's, you know, it has become sort of quietly and gently, it has become very much part of us as a county, what's going on here in Glor.
It just shows the, I guess, the amount of work that goes into putting on the calibre of artists here at Glor that, you know, and the national, international acts I've mentioned, that its name is known further afield in Clare and even further afield than the shores of this country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. And I think you see that too when you see now, oh, somebody's coming to do a tour in Ireland, and you automatically look down the list, assuming that Laura is going to be on. Yeah. And quite disappointed when it isn't, you know?
It's like, what's their problem?
Yeah,
why aren't they
coming? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And also, for my own part, it's one of the only venues in the county that has a grand piano, you know.
And actually, a grand and a baby grand as well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the baby grand is behind us, and you're going to be playing that again in a moment, Geraldine. If that's a baby, geez, the size. The adult must be a massive size.
Yeah, it's a beautiful piano. And Geraldine has a sort of a very checkered history, because Geraldine is a fantastic piano player. But in recent times, I mean, the chances of even coming across an ordinary upright piano that's even vaguely in tune anywhere anymore is a problem. So Geraldine has this beautiful keyboard, but it's big and it's heavy.
And
so, like, Geraldine's going to a session, and somebody, you know, this has to be all arranged to get the keyboard in and to make sure that there's a PowerPoint to plug it into and all that sort of thing. So, to have a venue like Glor that has a grand and a baby grand is really, I think, for Geraldine is extra special.
It is.
Well, we heard you playing.
There are some stories around those situations. Yeah.
Well, we heard you playing the baby grand earlier on, and it sounded better than grand. Would you mind playing it again with Eamon and Maeve Donnelly on fiddle are going to play for us now? So what are you going to play?
Maeve is going to, I think the name's forgotten. Yeah. Maeve is going to
These are actually a set of jigs, starting off, Alan, with the first one called The Knights of St. Patrick, and then a tune called Tongues by the Fire, which I learned from our dear friend Peter O'Loughlin, for Peter, who passed away in 2017 and sadly won't be with us for this celebration, but he was here in the original one. And the third jig we're going to play is one called Shandon Bells. And I'd also like to add my congratulations on the success of Glor 21 years on the go. And it has been a fabulous venue for artists. And it provided a stage and a forum for all sorts of artists, including visual arts, as well as I'd come in here on a Saturday and look at the beautiful paintings on the wall. And it's just remarkable to have such a venue in Ennis. And also from the point of view of listeners, it's a forum in which people can sit down and listen to music intimately and without, you know, any interruptions. So congratulations. And I can remember, I'm not one of the young generation, as Anya mentioned, but I can remember, at least this is radio, but I can remember...
I say that every day.
Yeah.
God,
I can
radio.
Remember Katie Verling on the original director here, and Orla's doing a fantastic job as well. And Katie did a great job setting off this. It was a fantastic venue. And so well done. And so we're going to play these set of jigs now, starting with the Knights of St. Patrick.
Fantastic. Maeve Donnelly, Geraldine Naiman Cotter, take it away. Fantastic. Eamon Cotter, Geraldine Cotter and Maeve Donnelly there, giving us a flavour of what we can expect tomorrow night at Glore's big Glore 21 birthday concert. And my thanks as well to you, Áine Hennessy. The woman who will be feeling the pressure ebb away once tomorrow night's concert is finished.